I'd say one unexpected advantage of changing my name, you know, the actual change was kind of fun. We went up to the driver's license or social security number, and Claire stepped up first and said, well, I got married, so I changed my name. Was Hess, now it's Tinker Hess. And, you know, the guy looked at her a little funny, but okay, well, yeah, we can do that. And she got it all processed in the system. Then I was right behind her, and I said, yeah, you know, same for me, you know, to go, please. I'd like that. Yeah, same deal on the name thing. And he said, what? He says, well, yeah, I got married, you know, to her, and I'm changing mine to the same thing, Tinker Hess. He's like, well, I don't know, or something like that. And then this woman, who I think had maybe worked with this guy for many years, overheard the conversation. And she kind of squeezed the guy's shoulder and said, like, you know, Harold, why don't you step outside for a few minutes? I can handle this. And she sat down at the computer and said, like, I just think that is so sweet, honey. But one thing, the unexpected advantage, was almost a kind of a cosmic, psychic, emotional result, which is that, and I came to appreciate that women who change their name have felt this for many years, many, many hundreds of thousands, millions of women. But I had the experience, as you have had, of changing my name and having the palpable realization that I am not my name. I am something else. I don't know what that is. But it was kind of a neat thing. So I've come to, in a way, I'm wary of words. I enjoyed reading the obituary for Roget, the guy who wrote the thesaurus, right? And when he died, I think it was maybe the New York Times who quoted him as saying, there really are no synonyms. Each word conveys a certain something. You know, even if it's two words about the same thing, the meaning that it has for you as you hear that thing described with that word is different than if you hear it described with a different word. So I've tried, you know, it's about impossible, but I like to try and exercise sometimes where I can look at something, maybe someone, and intentionally try to strip the name, the word, away from it. So I say, you know, like Shakespeare said, a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. I say, a rose by no name would be the thing itself. And I think, you know, these words are fairly recent. The whole, like, we're currently the only ones talking. I suppose if you let evolution play itself out, if we were able to sustain it for long enough, there would be other creatures talking. That would be fun, wouldn't it? But currently, human beings have only been speaking for some, you know, we know that there was a time when humans were not able to speak. So it's kind of like we're just getting used to the power of this thing. And I suppose, like every new invention, there are pluses and minuses.